Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I just want to give a big shout out there to our fathers. I want to wish you an early happy Father's Day. You know, Sunday's is Father's Day. So if you're thinking about, you know, doing something for your father, this is the time to do it. You know, and he says, the Lord, you know, tells us, you know, one of the commandments, one of the 10 commandments that everybody's, you know, protesting about, but probably many of them don't know. One of them is to honor your father and your mother.
That's
and
right.
Father's Day is a day to worship God by honoring your father. And you can do that in so many different ways. But normally, you know, just fathers, just, you know, the uniqueness is, you know, that you're doing well, that you're loving God and just blessed, you know, that you're making it. And so I want to encourage you, don't forget, you know, to take time to call your father. If you don't, if your father's already passed to be with the Lord, you know, our prayers go out with you this morning. And know that, you know, God is your father. And he's a father to the fatherless. And, you know, for years, as you can tell, when you go to GregLancasterMinistries.org, you can see, you know, at the next about father and son camping trips and all the videos there, that we can totally relate to what you're going through. And it's like the past generation, you know, even though it may have been one even there, it's like the father's role has been absent. And so God is bringing that back. He says in Malachi that he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. So it's two hearts turning there. And that you can just have faith in it, despite what it looks like, despite what the natural looks like. You can trust God because God lives outside of what we actually see on a continual basis. Because what we see is temporary,
right?
But what we don't see is eternal. And I just want to encourage you this morning that this is definitely a day to honor Father God, you know, and doing what's right before Him as well. So take the time on Sunday or this weekend or whatever your work schedule allows you to do to honor your father. You know, just give him a pat, a hug, a tap, ever how you do it. You know, some guys are like, that means a lot. You know,
yeah, right.
Some guys turn their heads down. A saying one goes, hey, what's up? You know, also, you know, you can actually go to the VFNTV blog. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. And there's a hilarious video there from Sermon Spice. And it's called My Father's Daydream. And it's so hilarious. You got to see it. You can get to it at VFNTV. It's on the VFNTV blog. And there's a link that carries you right to Sermon Spice site right there. And you can see it, and it's just hilarious. Man. It's like, you know, you got to see it. You've got to see it, you know, because he kind of turns the table on his kids.
Right.
And everything they've been doing to him, he's having a blast doing it back to them. And,
yeah.
And I'll just tell you this. He ends up in a shopping buggy. He ends up in a shopping buggy with his feet. A grown man, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't fit in that way.
I don't think any of us
could. I could fit in a Sam's buggy, a Sam's department store buggy.
I think I could do that.
It's like a dolly. Anyway, so and then he sat in there in this you know, where the baby, I guess the baby's head's there, So his feet sticking through the holes. Isn't that amazing?
I know.
I got to see this again. How did it happen?
I don't know.
Maybe they had
a stunt
buggy. And so his son, who could, his head wasn't even above the little rail thing you hold on to push it. His head was pointed to the ground and he's shoving that buggy. And the dad's going, I want this and I want, he's in a hardware store. He's going, like, he's grabbing drills off the shelf and rollers. It's mine. And his daughter's like turning away and trying to act like she doesn't know him. And he goes, I know her over there.
With a megaphone.
With a megaphone. You got to see it. You can see it on the blog, the VFNTV blog. And also, it just kind of lets us know. I'll let you know our hearts towards you. We just want to wish you a happy Father's Day this morning. And Father's role is so important that the enemy has put an all-out right assault on it. And but I got good news for you. Father God is going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers and the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. And you can hold fast because God's word proves true. And it's just an exciting thing. And he's really into the father-child relationship. I mean, it's something about it. So much so we saw it. We saw in the wilderness over again and again. You know, we've seen, you know, where fathers and mentors would come out and they would just be there for the sons of the city. And they would just affirm them and bless them. And this, that special relationship was just, God would just manifests his power in such an awesome way. You remember the Marine?
Beautiful.
Remember the Marine that stuck his hand in the ant bed? We had the Marines come out and help us.
Yeah.
Is that so cool?
Yeah.
That was so cool, you know, that you know, we had over 1,000 fathers and sons out there all over the place. And the Marines came out in their fatigues, and which is sharp in itself, you know, but then they're putting all these big, huge tents up and swinging sledgehammers. Only a Marine can do that. That's some tough work, you know what I'm saying? That's some tough work. And I remember when John was holding the camera, I said, you know, I said, when you're out there, I want you to video that. And he's sitting there watching these guys with a video camera. And he's thinking, they're talking about me. And you could tell that there was drops of sweat on the camera lens because there was like salted beads on top of the lens in the video. But yeah, it was just so cool to have the Marines out there. And so then, you know, at one particular time, we would form this tunnel. I mean, this is Father's Day. Let's talk about it a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we would form this tunnel at one part of our encounters in the wilderness, and you had fathers on both sides of this tunnel. And first the fathers would come to the front of this. I'm going to give a shout out this morning to John Babb, who has blessed us with Ken Special Events. You know, we had 8,000 square foot tent in the wilderness, and it's like just this huge city of a tent. Mm-hmm. And the boys would sit, and the sons would sit, you know, and these are all the sons, any male son in the city would sit, while the fathers and mentors would stand in front of them, kind of in front of, you know, where they were, and they would just stand in the gap, and they would just say, you know, would you forgive me for not being the father that I should have been in your life? You know, I mean, if anybody's parented, you know, if you haven't parented, you got a lot of theories, but once you start parenting...
Right.
It's just like, even Dr. Dobson says this. He says, listen, when you get to the teen years, just get through them. And this man studied it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so in that, the men would stand, the fathers would stand in front of the boys, and they would look them square in the eye, and they would say, forgive me for not, would you forgive me for not being the father that you needed in your life, including the mentors for... Mm-hmm. The boys whose fathers were absent through death or absent through for whatever reason. And the boys were always so quick. It was amazing. The boys would just go, remember, just like a chorus. Oh, yeah. They would go, I forgive you.
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful?
It was beautiful.
It's like, you know, you think, you know, some people, so because, you know, it's just amazing how quick, if we just ask, you know, and of course, they form a tunnel where men on both sides, which imagine is basically like, you know, imagine two men facing each other and they're kind of like 3 feet apart or something, 4 feet apart. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole bunch of men to their shoulders, you know, side to side. I mean, you can see this if you go to greglancasterministries.org and click on the banner next to Baalback. But anyway, they just have this whole tunnel. I guess it's sort of like you can think about Soul Train. Remember Soul Train? And then somebody would dance down the middle of the thing. Yeah. You know, anyway.
I thought I recognized you.
Yeah, that was me. That was, man. That was me with the big pant leg thing.
Bell
bottoms, yeah.
Big high heels.
Yeah, yeah. There weren't high heels. They were lifts or something. I forget what they were. No, it wasn't. It wasn't me.
With the vest?
No, it was just me pointing back and forth. But, you know, and so these kids would go through this tunnel, and they would take their time. It took a long time because we had hundreds of kids. And we had, you know, hundreds of men. I mean, you cut 1,500, it's 500 each, right? So, the boys would go, and they would look the boys square in their eyes. And they would say things that very few men, children, boys hear. Mm-hmm. You know, they would say, you know, God loves you. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know, God's got a plan for your life. You know, you could be a doctor. You can be a lawyer. And they would just share what was on their heart. And when they did this, the boys... would just begin to just weep because they've never heard, most of them have never heard. First of all, it's not necessarily that somebody's not saying it. It's just Satan saying so many negative things about us, you know, that we need somebody to speak positive in our life. You know, that's what VFN Radio is about. And the VFN family. And so just to let you know, and so that then the boys would begin to just weep, and then the men were overtaken because the men didn't realize what power that they held, you know, that they actually could say things that would melt this child's heart, who previously they probably judged and thought this kid would never listen. But the thing is that, but would you love him? And if you would love him and bless him, then he would, you know, eventually come around. And it was just so awesome that these boys would go and these men took their time. You know, we've been out there for a day or two by this time and everybody's just, you know, in sweats. Yeah. It's like there is no moose out there, you know, no animal or hair products. And so basically, and then the fathers would begin to weep over these sons. And so then they had the, they named this tunnel, you know, we call it the tunnel of affirmation because we just wanted to affirm our sons. We wanted to tell them that they can grow up to be something, you know, and this is what's so cool about it too, because it broke all the stereotypes of the adversary that likes to try to divide us because you had every race, every, type of male, you had young men, older men, you had grandpas and dads and young, you know, it was really cool to see these young, you know, 20-year-olds, even 19-year-olds come out and said they want to be there for these boys. Mm-hmm. And then they would see, you know, their styles were different. They would see, you know, attorneys, but also, you know, your teachers and police officers, but they were all not in those attire. Mm-hmm. And it broke every stereotype they had because all these men that they thought they were isolated from said that I love you and God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. It's just so powerful. It was, you know, it's just so cool.
Right.
And so then once the boys started crying because it blew them away, you know, then the men were like, oh my gosh, I'm leaking, you know, and then the men would start weeping and then God was just swirling. I mean, the swirling of God's presence and power and he was just, you know, Paul said to Thessalonica, he said the reason why I know that God's in your life, the reason why I know that God has chose you is because, for the fact that the presence of God, you know, the total presence of the Lord, and that when God's presence and power shows up, then you are able to know that that's God. And God just swirled around in a powerful way, and it was just so awesome to see that. And God's going, this is me. The reconciliation of relationships between children and their father and fathers and their children, that's a God thing. That's what the enemy fights it so much. And so and why I'm saying that is because, so you have this tunnel going on. I'm talking about the Marines here, and you're in fathers. And so we got this tunnel going on, and all these things are happening. And right before that, you know, when I was talking and sharing what God had on my heart for all of them, and you know, we're in the woods, we're in the wilderness, we're not in no building, we're not in some, you know, whatever, we're out there.
Right.
And I have Marines. Marines were sitting at the foot of the stage, like almost like Indian style, like every 5 feet, 10 feet or something. Mm-hmm. Was Marines all the way across there, almost like guarding the anointing.
Yeah.
Is that beautiful? Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was so awesome. And then one of the Marines, you know, first of all, he wanted to find out if he could stick one of his fellow Marines said he dared him to stick his hand in an ant bed.
Yeah.
You know, and so he sticks his arm all the way down to his shoulder in an ant bed, but he didn't know he was allergic to ants. Yeah. And so
that many.
Huh?
That many.
Yeah, like a million ants. And so then he goes, as he stops breathing, they take him to the hospital. And, of course, they give him some Benadryl or something. And, you know, that goes away. And then his sergeant walks in. His gunny sergeant walks in. It's so funny. And he looks at him and he goes, did you learn something? Yes, sir. Yes, gunny sergeant. And he goes, you going to do it again? No, gunny sergeant. He goes, okay. And then he walks out. But then when he came back, you know, the Marines are standing guard over this tunnel. So they begin to stand guard over this tunnel of affirmation. And God's glory was so strong. Glory meaning the presence of God, the radiating presence of God. Imagine smoke, you know, clean smoke. Imagine bright light but you can only see it on the faces of men. And there was one Marine, this Marine that I just told you about, that was standing there, and he was looking at the tunnel of affirmation, kind of looking to the right and to the left at it, and tears were just pouring down his face. But yet at the same time, the glory of God was all over him. His face just lit up like mm-hmm. like a brightness of God. Yeah. And it was just this moment. If you even looked his way, you could just, God just melted your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just a powerful thing, you know. It's just, I just want to tell you, fathers, this morning that you're very special. You're very important. And that's why the enemy does everything he can do to emasculate you, to cause you to feel like you're insignificant, or cause you to feel like, what do I have to offer? You have to offer you. I mean, you're a father. And there's one thing that is amazing is coming from a lot of, social work and the concept of ministry and also in law enforcement, that, your kids love you. You know, they love you, and they may have some struggles trying to figure out their womanhood and their manhood and all that kind of stuff, and just trying to. And they have to go through that to find out who they are. They can't live vicariously through you. They have to actually become their own person. Mm-hmm. And a father understands that. That's why he gets rough sometimes, and realize that they do want you in their life and to play a part. So I just want to wish you this morning a happy Father's Day. Don't forget, you can go to the VFNTV blog and check out that father's dream. The man is in a father now, is in a shopping buggy, in a hardware store, you know, grabbing tools and
yeah.
It's crazy, huh?
It's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. You can get to it. There's actually a link right there at that will take you right to Summer's Place to be able to see it. We'll be right back after this message.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.